We're holding on page Kuf Samad Dalet. I think we're holding by the three dots. Yeah?
Yeah.
All of these processes we're talking about are taking place in the subconscious. A lot of lachshav shevechitut ma b'sechiruli beinu on megal mekvar is kol ma shemisrachish boime karav shall yitzei malai shevalilas mitzaligam. A little bit of poking around in our thoughts will give us total clarity of all the depths of all of the things that we grapple with.
Black and white.
Right? It don't work like that. The depths of the person's thought processes are so hidden. We don't really have a language to describe what's going on. Talking about it, knowing different Musar concepts, whatever it is, doesn't affect you. They don't have the ability to draw out a clarity from these issues. So how do you impact, and how do you get in touch with this deep, your subconscious? The language for the subconscious, for the depth, is called hispilus. Hispilus is when a person has a strong emotional reaction to something. So, Rachma Shemiskala Lonu Toich Hispilus Birachashel Babenu Yeshbo Minemis. If we're trying to find and what is going on inside, if we have a strong emotional reaction to something which we realize is going on, that's indicative of the fact that it's touched us. When that happens, it helps us, it frees us from our contemplations, which are incorrect, but it's really going on. If you have not gotten to the point that you feel that you get a clarity from with this strong reaction, so we didn't make it. If it didn't happen, we didn't make it.
Is something we're supposed to be causing to ourselves, or something that is a reaction?
Well, I mean, one of our goals along the way has been to sort of get in touch with ourselves. And we think about it, we contemplate it. We have now this the Panis Kesem, this magic light which shines in a way. At some point in time, we realize, oh, yeah, that's what was going on inside of us. When you get to that oi, or that o, depending on where you're from, right? When you get to that point, you've touched part of your reality. Now you need to know that, because you can't really fix it. That's where the deep roots of why you're doing something is there. If you don't fix it, it ain't gonna be fixed. That was Leah Hassan's mushal about the guy who got the ship going in the wrong direction. So instead of traveling back, the ship was, he needed to go west, the ship was coming east. He says, "Oy vey," he says, "I'm walking west on the ship." He says, "Walking west." He says, right? The examples of the kid's case were going around. You, with all of your walking history, you're still going tomorrow. So that's our problem. We work. But, I have the advantage of being older than you. And living through that wonderful, warm, fuzzy feeling of coming to Rosh Hashanah and feeling like you're in the exact same space, spot you were a year before or worse. It's a really warm, fuzzy feeling. So what's the problem? I didn't work on myself all year. I did, but if I didn't get enough to remove the problem, there's this thing sweeping me in the wrong direction, whether I like it or not. So I need to find a way to do it. Be calm. Chizuk l'tvias rabbeinu garner v'sil salanta l'omid musa v'ispar l'zdaf v'zem munachas gam askula azoy sheniglo ha'emes asmuya al atzmein. The reason why v'sil said to learn musa v'ispar l'z, people think musa v'ispar l'z means like this. They almost have to go, "Oy vey 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 vey." Really? Okay. That's musa v'ispar l'z. V'sil describes musa v'ispar l'z means like this. You're learning a Musa Sefer, you're learning a Maimar Chazal, and you get to Maimar Chazal which talks to you. You hear it talking to you. Like, you feel like that's an issue that you're grappling with. And this Maimar Chazal, after really understanding what it's saying, it's, he writes in a place, you can't get the Musa Sefer before you really understand what it's saying. So it's not like, the main thing is the niggin. At that point in time, the Sadal is talking to you and saying, "Yeah, you got a problem." So you're being spoiled from that. So if you take that then and you learn it, cause it over again and again with a strong emotional niggin, it'll start absorbing into the being of the person. So over there, the power of Ismailis was to absorb it into the subconscious. At the same time, that power of Ismailis is reinforced each time I have, look what I'm dealing with. I've touched into my subconscious and I'm becoming aware of what's going on in the subconscious. What we're going to walk away with, a practical point from this idea of the flashlight. If a person, something goes wrong, it wasn't my fault. It was your fault. If a person, something goes right, he's handsome, very uncomfortable taking credit for himself. Not because he's working on the Nevis. He has low self-esteem. He doesn't believe it's him. You know what I mean? You did it. In both cases, you did it. So don't blame somebody else, and don't say it wasn't you when it was success. Tommy, this track base, Mr. Bays. But not some Lahar Abayas. It's not some Derek Yamin. But keep in regards to Derek Smo. The minute is you go out a different side than you came in. Go to me, Sheira, by Dover, Shumak of the Smo. Thank you. a person who had a something happened to him, he goes around in the other direction for everybody else. They ask him, Malachah Makif Small, why are you going in the other direction? Because obviously you're going, because that means that something happened. So he answers, Shani Menuda, Amin Khair. There could be other answers, you know, the more says that he's a chosin, you know, whatever. One of the answers is a sad answer. He's a novel, right? There's an answer, he's a chair.
So there are happy answers and there are sad answers.
Right. All of these, somebody who had something happen to him, extraordinary, goes in the other direction. Everybody would ask him, what's going on? So it might be the answer was he's a noble. It might be the answer is he's a chosin. Might be the answer might be that he's a chair. So what do you say back to that? So if he says he's a novel, so the answer, the response is the one who put his presence in this building should give you the phone. Right. What's the response to this person who's in care? So Meir said like this. Hashem Mabayez says, Yitem Beliba Vikarvu. He should put in their hearts to draw you close. It's like Nebuch, they did the wrong side, but you're okay. And the Rosh should grant them, they should cop their mistake and come back to you. They should come back to you. What are they don't want anything wrong. Not that they should change, you should change. You should get it into your heart, realize what is going wrong, and then when you correct that, they'll take you back. The change has to take place in his heart. Once you really listen, you'll get out of it. So he asked him his father the following favor. Abba, you're about to die. I would like you to ask your chaverim that they should accept me. I'm not going to command them that. Maybe you found a reason not to, that you're really you're upset with me about something, that if that's why you're refusing. But I'm still not going to give this message to them, because my secha yikavuka, my secha yirachavuka. If you act properly the way you're supposed to, befitting who you are, as a bent heritage, they'll want to connect to you. And if you don't, they'll want to distance from you. The father could have written off a beautiful letter of recommendation, take care of my son, he's such a nice guy, right? That's how I'm lost. Well, if good as the time of or he went and told them, that, you know, listen, they called in all the people, all the chachamim, said, listen, here's the deal, take care of my son. It's not going to help the time of your actions are going to define who you are. If you look for other people to help you, to take care of you, to arrange things for you, to get you into where you have to get into. Other people will connect you because so and so will lay the groundwork. So right now he seems to be thinking that the tacha will be outside of himself by other people when they connect him. Then the day it's up, what you do is going to define. And on this corner, that a person should be person who is connected to the world of Kedusha is able to stand loyal, you know, if it shouldn't happen, no, if necessary, all by himself. It has the ability, it stands, it has a good foundation. Okay, that is the end of Das HaTzmeinu.
Do it again.
Now that we learned it, we should do it again, right?